This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The latest consumer price index will be released tomorrow, and with everyone watching the latest inflation numbers and the warning from one of the nation's top bankers, the leader of the nation's largest bank, JP Morgan Chase, is sounding the alarm that inflation could soar beyond 8% in the coming years. Despite recent figures showing inflation has been cooling, in his annual letter to shareholders, Jamie Dimon, who said that there has been too much emphasis on the short term and not enough focus on long-term trends, writing huge fiscal spending, the trillions needed each year for a green economy, and the remilitarization of the world and the restructuring of global trades are all inflationary. Well, check this out. Google Trends show searches for "Why do my eyes hurt?" or "Eyes hurt" spiked on Mondays right after the solar eclipse. Tammy Trujillo has more.
The term saw a jump in the number of searches around 2 p.m. Eastern, which is about the time the eclipse started to be seen in the U.S. Searches peaked at 3 p.m. Eastern. Other popular searches in the U.S. on Monday included, "Can I look at the sun?" and "Solar eclipse, no glasses." Those who wanted to view the eclipse were advised to use a special pair of glasses to avoid eye damage. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Colorado's effort to prevent mass shootings is now up to the governor. It's the first gun proposal introduced this legislative session, headed to his desk. The House approved it yesterday. The bill would track gun and ammunition purchases through payment networks. Banks and credit card companies list such sales as sporting goods, but this would create a special, separate category, making it easier to identify someone dropping a lot of money fast on weapons. The UConn Huskies are once again the NCAA men's basketball champions. The Huskies used a big second half to defeat Purdue 75-60 in the national championship game last night in Glendale, Arizona. It's the sixth national title in UConn's history.
Space companies in southern Colorado are facing a crisis. KRDO 13's Bryn Carman has details.
They need to fill jobs as the industry booms, and that's where the Space Symposium comes in. It kicked off its 39th year yesterday at the Broadmoor and Cheyenne Mountain Resort in Colorado Springs. The goal is to bring leaders together to discuss, address, and plan for the future of space. Last year, more than 10,000 people from 40-plus countries were in attendance. Bryn Carman, KRDO 13.
Violent attacks thwarted. An Idaho man is under arrest after allegedly planning a suicide attack on behalf of ISIS. The FBI arrested 18-year-old Alexander Scott Mercurio on Saturday before he was able to carry out that plot, targeting local churches with explosives, machetes, and firearms. He talked about using knives, fire, and weapons. In fact, he did launch that. If he had done that, it would have been a possibility of hurting a lot of people. ABC News will have much more on this story coming up in just a few minutes.
New details are out on a Pueblo fire that triggered a health alert. The Evraz steel mill is back up and running after flames broke out Friday, sending huge smoke plumes into the air. Crews had the fire out that night, but it kept neighbors inside until Sunday. Officials say the fire was limited to a storage building used for non-hazardous materials. Even though there was other damage, the fire did not impact operations or the new long rail system. The CEO sent a letter of thanks to all those involved in keeping employees and the community safe.
And finally, this morning, the James Webb Space Telescope is headed to Colorado Springs, sort of. Northrop Grumman is giving a full-scale model to be permanently displayed at the Space Foundation Discovery Center. It traveled the globe for more than a decade before the actual telescope was launched in December of 2021, solving mysteries in the solar system. The life-size replica is almost three stories tall and as long as a tennis court.
Mainly sunny and mild here for your Tuesday afternoon. We'll top out with temperatures in the upper 50s around Colorado Springs, about 61 in Pueblo today, and we will see some southeasterly winds at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.